The following is a departure homage for Sriman Sukhotra Prabhu, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on April 12th, 2007, in Helsinki, Finland.
Om Agyana Timurandasya Gnanjana Shalakayam Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So it is with great happiness and also with a very heavy heart that I arrive here today due to the separation of my very, very wonderful God brother, His Holiness Sukhotra Maharaj. It was a great shock for me to hear about his departure. Of course, it was very wonderful how he departed with the japa mala in his hand in the holy Mayapur Dham, fully absorbed in preaching Krishna consciousness. This is actually very, very auspicious how he has departed. I remember him from many, many years ago because we were brahmacharis traveling together on the party. He and I were on the same party of His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj. We were traveling down the east coast of the United States, and we had come to Atlanta, Georgia. In those days, book distribution fever was at its highest temperature in the U.S. It was really, really hot, book distribution fever. And Sukhotra Prabhu, Sukhotra Maharaj, later he became, he was one of the leading preachers, book distributors in our party. I can never forget this, I have this strong image in my heart of one Sunday when Vishnu Jaya Maharaj sent the devotees out for a book distribution, door to door. The devotees in those days went out in dhoti with shaved head, tilak, everything. And they went knocking on door to door in Atlanta, Georgia, a southern city. So that's quite a thing to go door to door in Atlanta, Georgia, back in the early 70s with a shaved head and a robe. I mean, that's a pretty bold act, door to door to door. And I remember the Krishna book trilogy had just been published. They were a wonderful three-volume set in a little box. It was like a gift set. It was really wonderful. It was a very wonderful, attractive publication of the Krishna book. And I remember Sukhotra Maharaj had two huge book bags, and they were humongous. And he completely stuffed them with Krishna trilogies. I don't know how many he had, but it was a huge burden. And they had to be balanced so he could even stand up. You know, it was a heavy, heavy weight on both sides. And it was so heavy a burden, it was amazing he could even stand up with all those books. You see, what to speak of walk? What to speak of go out and, you know, walk door to door, walk up and down stairs, you know, it's amazing. But the most amazing thing was the smile on his face. I was there in the room with Vishnu Jana Maharaj when Sukhotra Maharaj came back from Sankirtan. He had sold every single trilogy, and he had, you know, he had a big collection of Lakshmi, and the biggest collection of all was that smile on his face. I mean, that I can never forget that smile. It went deeply into my heart, eternally imprinted in my heart, the smile of Sukhotra Maharaj. It was just amazing. He was just like, you know, just like the sun god is beaming his rays all over the universe. His smile was like a sun god beaming. His smile was beaming. It was such just a brilliant smile that could light up a dark room. You wouldn't even need a light. Just his smile would lighten the whole room. So I even mentioned I happened to cross paths here with Sahasrara Maharaj on a recent visit here to Helsinki, and I told him how I remembered him in this pastime of his Sankirtan Lila. And it was very nice seeing him again after so many years. I had that one brief visit with him here when you had the office in the front. So I had a brief few minutes with him in the office up here. I remember several visits ago. And I hadn't seen him for all those many, many, many years since we were traveling together on the Radha Damodar traveling Sankirtan party. So, Prabhupada explains that actually there is nothing to lament in the disappearance of a great Vaishnava Acharya. Of course, for us it is lament. Let me preface, but I would be saving this for Tuesday when you're having a memorial, but I'm not going to be here. I'll be in Estonia. So I got special permission from Tathagata Prabhu that I could speak something tonight because I really wanted to speak something to you all. So he's kindly given me this facility, even though this is not the official memorial service. That will be on Tuesday evening. So Prabhupada explains how that actually there's nothing to lament in the disappearance of the great Vaishnava Acharyas, because the appearance and disappearance, they are actually the same thing. Just like someone is standing in the Pashadam room out there, and they come into this temple room, you see. When they come into the temple room, they have disappeared from the Pashadam room, and they've appeared in the temple room. Or if they're in the temple room and they go to the Pashadam room, they disappeared from the temple room, and they've appeared in the Pashadam room. So, actually, the act of walking through the door is simultaneously an appearance and a disappearance. So, from our perspective, it appears that His Holiness Suhasra Maharaj has departed. But actually, from somebody else's perspective, he just arrived. You see? So, actually, this idea of appearance and disappearance, it is a relative thing, depending on where you're situated. But from the absolute platform, there is no such thing as appearance or disappearance, because we are eternally situated. Prabhupada explains that one who takes shelter of the bona fide spiritual master by initiation, he told us in Los Angeles, he said, from the moment of initiation, their deathlessness begins. So it's not that one has to wait until the moment of death to enter into immortality. You see? As soon as you take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master by initiation, and if you seriously keep your vows, then your deathlessness actually began at that moment. You achieved immortality at that moment when you entered into the shelter of the lotus feet of the spiritual master. So, there's a wonderful bhajan by Narottam Das Thakur. If you know the story of Narottam Das, he was trying to meet with Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya had departed. He was trying to meet with other great acharyas. Before he would get there, they would just have departed. And he was going through the most incredible anguish. Every time he tried to meet a great Vaishnava, he found out that Vaishnava had just departed. This happened again and again and again to Narottam Das. So he went through an incredible anguish of separation from so many great Vaishnava acharyas. And he has captured that mood of feeling separation from the great Vaishnava acharyas. So, This Prabhupada told us we should sing on the disappearance of, and this being the disappearance of a great acharya, His Holiness Suhotra Maharaj. It is very appropriate that we sing this song and our feelings of separation from Him, to express to Him our feelings of how we feel separated from Him. So we will sing now. Jai Anilo Premadana for His Holiness Suhotra Maharaj. Jai Anilo Premadana Karuna Prachur Hino Prabhu Kota Gela Chaja Thakho Kahamodatva rupa kahasanata Kadaso ragu nata potita bhava Kahamodavata chuga kahakaviraj Kakale khota gela godana tala Pashane kuchi bo mata Anale pashi bo Goranga kunera nidhi koto gele pabo Se sabba sangira sange Je koi lo vila. Se sanga na paya khande na do tamada. Se sanga na paya khande na do tamadas. Jayani lo prema jana karuna prachu. Hino Prabhu kota gela chaja thaku. He who has brought the treasure of divine love and who is filled with compassion and mercy, where has such a personality as Srinivas Acharya gone? Where are my Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishna Das Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottam Das simply weeps.